Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Mr. Antonio Reynoso, who is the City Council member for District 34 for Brooklyn. Welcome, Mr. Reynoso. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about yourself and why you should be the candidate of choice on June the 22nd.
Well, I just want everybody to know I'm a son of immigrant parents that came here extremely poor. Welfare, food stamps, Section 8, you name it, and my family had to take advantage of it just to give us a fair shot at life. It's why I'm standing here before you as a council member and a candidate for Brooklyn Borough President. And my job here is to pay it forward, to make sure that I make government work for the poor, make government work for the people that actually need it. My borough president time, when I'm in borough hall, is going to be dedicated to the people that don't have a voice, that are marginalized and don't have those resources. So I'm really looking forward to being the borough president come June 22nd. And I hope I can do it with the support of people here listening to this.
So one of the issues facing our communities is women's health, black women's health, especially maternal health. How are you going to address that as borough president?
I think the grossest inequity that exists in our city is black women's mortality during childbirth. Right now, we know that black women are dying at 8 times the rate as any other women during childbirth, and we need to step up and do something about that. So what I want to do is outfit every single public hospital in Brooklyn with a state-of-the-art birthing center so that we can have facilities that are going to be the most, like, the nicest and most modern facilities in all of the country here in Brooklyn. I also want to make sure that we empower midwives and nurses that have been doing this work for a long time and know how to center black women's health more than doctors and surgeons. So my goal here is, again, to make it so that there's advocates like midwives and doulas and nurses in the birthing experience, while also making sure we spend millions of dollars in our public hospitals to make sure that we have facilities that we can be proud of. And this is going to happen only in public hospitals, which are the hospitals that mostly poor black and brown women go to. So we could finally make Brooklyn, my goal here is to make Brooklyn in 4 years, the safest place for black women to have babies in all of New York City.
Mr. Reynoso, why are you so passionate and committed to this?
My wife had, we've had both of our kids in Woodhull Hospital, which is a public hospital in the city of New York. And poor people don't have a choice where they can have their children. Some of them are uninsured. Some of them are underinsured. And we need to do something about finally giving poor people the spaces and the facilities that are more representative of our values and our principles than they are about poverty. Just because you're poor doesn't mean you should die having a baby. Just because you're poor doesn't mean that your birthing experience and bringing a child into this world should be any less significant than rich people. And I want to build equity into that work. So I'm really dedicated to this. And I want to make sure that my experience in a public hospital is everyone's experience. I want it to be the standard. So this is very personal to me. Again, my wife is a woman that had 2 babies in a public hospital. And when I saw those statistics, to know that my wife has an 8 times more of a shot of dying during childbirth than any other person really, really broke my heart and made it so that this has become a primary issue in the work that I'm doing in city council and that I will be doing as a borough president.
And I want to add to what you just said, it's also more than being poor, it's your skin color. Because even Serena Williams, with all her millions, you know, she had issues in obviously a better hospital than Brooksdale because of the color of her skin.
Yeah, and look, that's exactly it. We also have generational health outcomes that need to be addressed in a more meaningful way and that are not. A black person, a black woman going in to have a baby already has health complications that have come from generational neglect by government and the general public, the racist health system that really has left our people behind. We also have women, because they don't have money, are not going to a hospital or a doctor until they're like 7-8 months into their pregnancy. So all the pre-work that needs to happen to ensure a healthy birthing experience is also not happening. And then we also have to have conversations about post-birth. When it comes to mental health and just physical health thereafter, is extremely important. And all this can be taken care of if we just finally invest some money and resources into it. And like I said, it is my primary issue as a borough president that I want to take care of. And I feel very confident that when I'm done, again, post and pre-birth and during birth, Brooklyn will be the best place to go. I want Black women from all over New York City to want to come to our public hospitals because they know they will be the safest and give the best outcomes for them and their families.
So, Mr. Onosso, we are so grateful to know that we have a candidate who is going to fight and stand up and advocate for women of color. And the primaries is June the 22nd. We have ranked choice voting. How can we make you the next borough president?
Yeah, so the first thing is that, you know, rank me, Antonio Reynoso, rank me number one. And that's going to be very important. You know, we want to make sure that we send a clear message about what our values are and what we care about. And if you like this idea or this thought related to women's health, that's the way I think. I'm always putting people that are most affected and need the most help up and front and centering their experience. But I want to do that for all of Brooklyn. I want to make sure that I pay Brooklyn back for everything that it's given me. So again, on June 22nd, please go out and vote and put me, Antonio Reynoso, first. And remember that early voting actually starts on the 12th. Mm-hmm. So this Saturday, you can go in and vote early. And I'm hoping that if people find the time next week, on June 22nd, that again, that I can be their first choice. Look for the name, Antonio Reynoso. It's what's most important, Antonio Reynoso.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate you taking the time to hear me today.
You're very welcome.
People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.